Hi, I'm Laura LaBelle, the host of The Impossible Job, a podcast about the misadventures in parenting that every parent goes through, regardless of who your family is. Not an expert, just a parent. The Impossible Job podcast is supported by RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com, the hometown advantage. Most folks who work here love living here. They care about the community. At RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com, they're proud to work with the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Post your job today on RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Impossible Job. On today's show, I have back my friend, Laura.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. If this is the first episode you're listening to, my name is also Laura. I'm Laura LaBelle, the host, and I have two kids. I have a 5-year-old girl and a 2-year-old boy. Laura, you've been on the show before.
Yes.
But if this is the first show that people are turning into, why don't you just kind of give us another rundown of your roster?
Okay. My wife and I have two boys, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it is October.
Yes.
And as my daughter Lucy says, October is the spooky month. So we're going to go ahead and talk about Halloween.
Yes. This has been a constant debate in our house.
Oh, really?
Costumes. They change every day.
Yeah. We locked those in.
Oh, good.
Just recently. But I want to first start out with, what was Halloween like when you were a kid?
I loved Halloween as a kid.
Did your parents like decorate the house?
No, we didn't really decorate. I was more about like just going out and like getting a costume. I literally don't remember like picking my own costume, but I remember my parents always making a costume. I assume maybe I had some choice in it. I don't know. I don't remember that.
You went down the homemade alley?
Yes, we always had homemade costumes. But I loved it. It was all about the candy. I mean,
I feel like that's how. I feel like homemade costumes were definitely more of a thing.
Right, early 90s,
like early 90s. Like,
everybody had a homemade costume.
Yeah,
like or those plastic things, where it was like the plastic sheeting costumes.
Like you're wearing a shower curtain.
Yeah, that it just had a print on it.
I'm R2-D2. Yeah, no, you're not. You're a shower curtain. No, I remember being princesses. I remember being a black cat.
I think I was a cat one year. I feel like I remember being a cat and a witch. I think my most memorable, I was Joan of Arc one year.
That's cool.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. We had to have like semi-religious costumes.
Why not be a badass?
Yeah.
There you go. I was, I don't remember her name, but you remember the book, The Secret Garden?
I do.
I was...
That's a very like intellectual costume. I would have never like.
I remember with her. It was one of my favorite books growing up, and then it was a cool movie when it came out later. But
I didn't like that movie. Yeah. I have to say,
that's fine.
Sorry,
it's cool.
I feel like I don't really remember the movie now. I just remember the kid being a jerk in it. But maybe I'm thinking of a different movie now.
The girl or the boy?
Maybe it was the boy.
I mean, he was crippled, so.
That doesn't give you the right to be a jerk.
Back then, I think it did, because I'm pretty sure.
I think this is a different show conversation. Okay,
back in like the whatever 1920s that was, placed in. If you were,
he's like a rich kid, though.
Handicapped. Yeah, they dunked him in like ice cold bath, though.
I vaguely remember that.
That would be.
I'm gonna rewatch this.
That would make me pretty moody if someone put me in ice baths every morning.
They were trying to like get some blood. I don't know.
I get
different
it.
Day.
Still, but when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I digress.
Yes. So
remember that. Did your parents like dress up in costumes with you to go trick-or-treating?
No, we didn't do like family. I don't think we did family costumes. I'm trying to like think now. I feel like we didn't do family costumes, mm-hmm. but as an adult just now, yeah. I don't even think like even the kids all had similar costumes. It was just whatever. Mm-hmm. But as an adult now, I'm very into theme costumes.
Yeah.
I blame Instagram for this.
Yeah, that's another show.
Yeah.
Pinterest. Instagram. Yeah, my mom actually, so she made a lot of my costumes, but she was a really good, she still is, she's really good at sewing. Mm. So, like, my costumes were pretty legit. Like, I remember I was Aurora from Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
She was my favorite Disney princess.
I was not a Disney princess kid.
That's cool. Gosh. All the differences we have coming out. No, but...
Dorothy was my jam.
Oh, okay.
The Wizard of Oz.
She was pretty cool. Yeah. I was Aurora. I feel like I reused that costume, like, a lot because I really liked it. But my mom made a Maleficent costume for her.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, that's badass.
I think even, like, later on... when I grew up more, I was Maleficent
again.
I mean, it was a really good costume. So
yeah,
I
feel like my parents were so much better at making costumes. Like I've tried to make some like the last couple years to like go with themes, and I'm just not as like handy as my parents were.
Do you have pictures
of what? Like as a kid?
Of you in your costume?
I want to say that I have a picture of the Joan of Arc costume somewhere, but that's the only one. And maybe this is why I remember it the best.
Say, maybe you should go back and see if you can find those pictures and see exactly how handy your parents were. Or if it was just like in your child's eye.
Yeah, it might have been. Cool. That's true. But
you like look back and you're like, what am I? Your
mom's what is like, this janky thing?
Your mom's like, what are you talking about? You're like a puppy dog. And you're like, what? I don't see that at all. And I look like a scraggly raccoon or something. Yeah. I don't know. But you should go back and look at those pictures
reference your memory. I feel like this might be true because I also remember dressing up as like a Native American because we had some sort of Native American festival. And I distinctly remember it just being brown pants and like a brown vest. And then being like, this is also your Halloween costume.
You look like a brown paper bag.
Yeah. And I had like maybe a turtleneck or something on. And they're like, it's fine. Now you're Native American. It's brown.
Or a hippie.
The early 90s.
Yeah.
They were wild.
No, I don't remember. Yeah, I clearly remember being like Maleficent, a cat, secret garden lady, which I really probably should look up the name. Aurora. I'm trying to think what else I was. I might have been like a generic witch or something like that. I do remember something with like balloon, like when I was like old enough to make my own costume.
Oh,
and I do remember like balloons and like a trash bag, and I was like, I'm a gumball machine or something like that, you know? Like,
okay.
I remember that. What was like, how old were you when you stopped trick-or-treating?
You know, I think about this sometimes, and I must have been in middle school when I stopped trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. I feel like I vaguely remember going once, but it was like to a mall thing and not like house to house. But we had just moved when I was in middle school, and I don't ever remember trick-or-treating around that neighborhood. So it must have been around that time.
Okay. That yeah. I'm pretty sure I was 14. And it was because it was like, so my birthday is in late October.
Okay.
And so it always kind of made it easy to have like...
Oh, a Halloween party.
A Halloween themed party. Or just have like a costume party. We did that a few mm-hmm. times. But I remember when I was turning 14, it was like, all right, this is probably like the last year I'm going to go trick-or-treating. And then
costume party. You could do that forever.
Well, we actually like postponed my birthday party to Halloween.
Okay.
And I had like a sleepover with like five or six girls, and we all dressed up. And then I think we didn't really have like a set plan, but this was back when Spice Girls were popular. Or they were like on the downslope of being popular at that time, but still. So we all just kind of dressed up as something, and then we just like tacked on
Spice. Now I'm a Spice Girl.
At like the front of it. And so I don't even know what I was. I remember, I think, having like a fight with my mom about waiting till the last minute about what my costume would be. I still didn't know what I wanted to be. And so we found this like really furry fabric.
Okay.
Like it looked like a dead polar bear or something.
Okay.
Like skin. And we sewed it into like this makeshift dress and I was furry Spice.
Oh, I wish I could see this costume.
Yeah, I have pictures. And then like other people, like one girl showed up in like a nightgown mm-hmm. and then like a blanket and then a big bow in her hair and she was like a baby. So she was like
baby Spice. Like, oh,
legitimately
like,
baby Spice. Oh. And then there was another girl who showed up as a maid costume. So she was maid Spice. And then it was, and then just like stuff like that. Like we just dressed up as like.
I'm telling you, the early things. 90s, you could just do whatever. Just show whatever. Up and call it something. And
but yeah, we went around trick or treating. We were 14 and we might have been too old, but whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we had fun. We were, you know, roaming the streets at night.
Collecting candy.
Yeah. What was Halloween like for you as an adult but without kids? Like, did you go out to like major Halloween
no.
bashes? Did you?
No. We usually went to my mom's house and passed out candy. I still love seeing little kids in costumes. It's like the highlight of my Halloween. It's just seeing all these adorable children. Betsy dresses up. She had this banana costume, and every year she put on the banana costume and passed out candy, and little kids were just like, they didn't know what to do with this giant ass banana passing out candy. So I was very sad when my mom like moved away and then we couldn't go to her house and pass out candy.
Yeah. Did you ever do the slutty costume thing?
No, the slutty costumes, they just, I think they're hilarious. What they will, have you seen the slutty Handmaid's Tale?
What? No, I said tread lightly. Because you're yet to hear my response.
Oh, no. I just saw an ad for a slutty Handmaid's Tale. And I was like, this.
I've seen that. And this, that's.
I feel like you're missing the point of this.
You're just missing the point. You've lost the point. Yeah.
I've seen like slutty chocolate bar. And I'm like.
No. I was never. No, I did do the whole slutty costume thing.
Like, so what were you?
I was a Playboy bunny.
Okay, but that's like a legitimate. Yeah.
I didn't like take other things to make them slutty.
Yeah, those
I was
are
like,
my
what's
favorite,
the sluttiest
though.
Thing it can be? A Playboy bunny. And I went for it. And you know what? Like, I look back though at like pictures and I'm like, yeah, I was an awesome Playboy bunny. Because you know what? I didn't have two kids. Things were in all the right places.
I was young and vibrant.
I was. And I was just, I'm not this tired shell of a human. I am now. And it's nice to be able to look back and be like, yeah, I was super hot once.
Be like, that's why I got married. Yeah. They saw this and they were into it. Unlike yes. whatever this is today.
I mean, I got stopped and asked if people could take pictures with me. I mean, it was great. Now, in hindsight, though, I'm like, was it necessary?
Yes, no. Because you were in your early 20s, yeah, and I mean, this is your best. This is your body's prime.
I don't. I have mixed feelings about it. Like, did I really need to do that to make myself? I don't know. It was like maybe to like make myself feel better about
sure.
myself, type of thing. So for that aspect, no. But for like the me looking back. Absolutely
living
necessary.
It, yeah.
I was living it up, living my life, and it was great. Should I have walked home in that costume? No, that was a mistake. But
that's an early 20s mistake where you're invincible. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you want to do the slutty costume thing, go ahead. Embrace it. You know,
I
feel like you like, have a short window of time to
true.
Do it. But you know what? If you're doing it in your like 50s
but I also
or whatever,
want you to, like,
no judgment.
Choose something
thing.
Ridiculous. Choose the chocolate bar because you know what? If you're going to go for it, go all the way. You
do
know?
Something absurd.
Do something absurd because you're going to look back at that one day and be like, this was ridiculous. Why did I dress like this? But then you're going to be like, a chocolate bar? Yes, that is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's one day of the night. Just
go crazy.
Wear something like sexy and asinine all in the same thing and just full circle.
Yeah. There you go.
So what is Halloween like now that you have kids?
We try to. So I feel like I make this a bigger deal And I feel like now Mason is starting to get, last year he really got Halloween. He understood what the deal was about knocking on doors, and he wanted it to be Halloween every single day after that. The idea that he could just knock on doors and somebody would give him candy at the end of it was just like mind blowing to him. And so we have been picking Halloween costumes for literal months.
So what are they gonna, like, what was the progression of their choices that they wanted to be?
So he wanted to be a stormtrooper. He's wanted to be a blue Power Ranger. He's wanted to be Chase from Paw Patrol. What else has he wanted to be lately? A jackal, a wolf. I mean, it's, Smith is much easier. He's either going to want to be a spider or a T-Rex.
Aww.
But Mason, literally, he'll just see something on TV and he's like, you know what? That's what I'm going to be for Halloween. So we're not buying any costumes until the day before Halloween.
Oh, you better make sure that they're in stock.
Don't even joke. I'm not. We will negotiate this. I know.
I mean, at least have like 3 days so you can Amazon Prime it or something.
That's true.
We waited till like one of the last minutes for like 1 year and there's just like nothing left.
Yeah.
Or there's just like nothing left in their size or something like
last
that.
Last year, and I think the
Or you'll just be forced to do a handmade costume.
We did handmade costumes last year. I think it was Smith's first Halloween. We dressed him up like Sully from Monsters, Inc. And I got Betsy a giant green sweatshirt and she was the other guy, Mike Wazowski. And then last year he dressed up as a monkey and Betsy wore her banana costume.
Perfect. I love
theme
uses.
Costumes, yeah. But Mason is so fickle these days. I don't think we'll get to a theme this year. Also, I'm just fucking tired.
Yeah, no, I get that. Say, Lucy and Willie last year, Lucy was Wonder Woman, Willie was Superman.
Oh, that's cute.
So they're superheroes. The year before that, Lucy wanted to be Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, sure.
The whole Frozen craze. And then Willie was King Max from Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, that's
so
a good
our
one.
Our theme was Royals.
Oh.
There you go. This year is kind of just...
whatever you want. Just pick something.
Out the wind. Yeah. So Lucy wanted... she started off saying she wanted to be a vampire.
Okay.
Cool. She's into the spooky. All right. Like, she's embracing the spooky. Then she said she wanted to be Rey from Star Wars.
Okay.
And we actually already have the costume.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I'm a super nerd, and we bought the costume for her last year for May 4th for... school.
Okay.
For May the 4th be with you.
Nice. Yep.
Okay. Anyway, and then she wanted to be Harley Quinn. And I was like,
ooh, this one's problematic.
I was like, nope. But so her window into Harley Quinn is through the Lego Batman movies.
Oh, yeah.
So yes, we do let her watch. We've let her watch like Guardians of the Galaxy. We let her obviously watch Star Wars. We let her watch like Superman, Batman.
Mason
stuff
loves
like that.
Those Supergirl High Lego ones.
But, well, yeah. I mean, all like the regular, like the Marvel, DC. We let them watch that.
Oh, okay.
We did not let her watch Suicide
Squad. Yeah, that's probably
Squad,
good.
Like, and then even some of like the other, like the more recent like Marvel movies that came out.
I don't watch any superhero movies. Well, these are all foreign to me.
Some of them have, she's very empathetic when she watches some movies. And
yeah.
So like in one of the more recent ones, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen them, like they kind of, some of them disappear.
Oh, okay.
They,
yes.
Like,
I read about
they,
this.
They like fade away. Yeah. Like if they never existed type of deal. I don't think she would handle that quite so well. So we're holding off on those movies for another few years, but yeah, she's still seen like Superman. She saw Superman versus Batman. She loves those.
That's good.
I mean, she saw the Wonder Woman movie.
We haven't let Mason watch any of these. He's also very empathetic, and he gets really worked up in tense movie situations. And I'm not sure he could deal with it. Yeah.
No. Well, Lucy loves those. But no, we did not let her watch Suicide Squad. So, but that's the Harley Quinn that I see.
Yes.
Is Margot Robbie.
Yes. Her booty shorts.
With Daddy's Little Nightmare. And I'm like, no. She sees the Harley Quinn from like the Lego Batman movies. And I'm like, still, that's going to be a no. Pick something else. So she did that, and then she also wanted to be like a spooky black cat.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So we were going back and forth between these like four or five things. Finally, we were at Target, and as she wanted to go over to the spooky section, which has all the Halloween decorations,
sure.
And she was like, "Well, I want to be this. No, I want to be this. Can we go to this?" And I was like,
"Yeah,
look.
That's Mason."
I was like, "If you want to pick today, that's fine. But if you pick today,
that's what you got.
This is what it's going to be."
I think about doing this with Mason, taking him and having him pick it, and then reminding him constantly he's already picked.
Take a video, like on your phone. Like, remember this
time.
This
is it.
This time in history, you said this. Your word is your bond. But she said that's what she wanted to be, so she picked vampire.
Okay.
She just honestly, we just found this dress that's like black and red and has like all these little like spider web and like flowers and whatever, and it's like a spooky dress, perfect to be a vampire.
Okay.
That's what she's going to be this year. Willie wanted to be, the other thing that she wanted to be was Violet from Incredibles.
Oh, that's a cute one. Yeah. Okay.
Because she wanted Willie to be
Jack-Jack
or
Dash. Okay.
Well, Willie wanted to be one of the Incredibles. I don't think he even cares. He just says Incredibles.
Sure.
So, so he's going to be Dash from the Incredibles. But then when she saw that dress, she's like,
forget
vampire.
It.
We're going to be a vampire. Out. Yeah. So he's going to be Dash from The Incredibles. She's going to be a vampire. I asked her she told me, she said, "I want you to be a witch, mommy." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "What do you want daddy to be?"
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I was like, "I swear to God, if you say you want him to be like a superhero and you want me to be a witch, I'm going to lose my shit." And then, but she said, "I want daddy to be a fruit or a vegetable."
We're like, yeah.
I was like, okay, it's nothing personal then.
You're just picking random shit.
You're
now.
Just picking
stuff. Yeah, Mason keeps asking me what I'm going to be. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't even thought about that. I don't know. We bought him cat ears for a while there. He wanted to be a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up cat ears in like the Target dollar section. I'm like, I'm just going to wear the cat ears.
Okay. So this kind of brings me to another subject about Halloween. So, as adults,
mm-hmm.
Well, as a child, did you take like pride in your costume? Like you were, it was something you planned for you or no?
I don't think so. Like I said, I really don't remember having any like strong feels about what I want to do or what I wanted to be. I should really ask my mom about this because she would probably remember better. But I do remember like dressing up and like seeing all the other kids dressed mm-hmm. up and being like, oh yeah, my costume is way more kick-ass than your costume. Your bath sheet, bath curtain.
Shower curtain costume.
Yeah.
No, so I took pride in my costumes. Like, I would plan it out. Like, even sometimes, like when I was older,
mm-hmm.
like in my early 20s, I would take the year.
Oh my
to
God.
Think about what I wanted to be.
My costume was much more of a means to an end.
Okay. I was like, no, I'm going to fully embody this.
Commit.
I'm going to commit this persona. And then after I had kids, obviously it kind of went to the wayside. And I feel like the two safeties that like moms have are cat.
Yes.
And witch.
Sure.
Because all you need to do is put on the
some
stupid ears or the hat, and that you're just, that's what you are.
Last
and I gotta
year,
say, I'm really disappointed in myself, though, for not taking more of an effort for making, like, a theme for our whole family.
But it just the theme takes so much work.
It's so much effort.
Yeah.
And I just don't have it in me, but I'm really disappointed about it.
I tried to do it when the boys were smaller, go with themes. It's a lot of work, though. And I feel like now that they're getting older and they're starting to figure out, like, they want things. And I think that it makes it even harder. I mean, what am I going to do with, like, if Mason's a stormtrooper and Smith is a T-Rex? And where's the common theme here?
Yeah, just random
Yeah.
Well, it's like the perfect time to do the theme was when they're babies.
Babies, yeah.
But then where do I go? What do I do all that work for?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not bringing
them around.
Well, I'm not taking my kids to like Halloween parties because that's no fun for me. Because then I
baby
can't
in
do
a bar.
Anything. Right. I can't do anything if I have a baby strapped to me. I'm not going trick-or-treating because my baby does not need candy. And I just had a baby. Candy. So I don't need candy. That Playboy Bunny costume is never going to fit me again. But it I'm sure isn't going to fit me if I'm eating all this Halloween candy. So... Yeah. It's just like, what was the point of all that effort? So I just never made the
effort. You just got to bide your time. And then when they get older, you can strong arm them into themes again.
Well, it's this thing. But then when they're older, like they have their own ideas of what they want to be. So it's like, where is that like sweet spot? Where it was last year. Excuse me. Last year was my opportune time. I should have dressed up as like Supergirl or something like that, and then Avery could have dressed up as Batman.
There you go.
I mean, yes, that would have brought like.
Last year we went trick or treating. I think four times, different places, different people, and Mason wore different costumes the whole time. And so I had a theme idea last year, and with the sheer number of times we went trick or treating, it just wildly got out of hand, and we kept changing costumes. And
yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
When you were younger, did you go to like certain neighborhoods for like better candy?
We did go to better neighborhoods. Okay. We went to the houses that were like the really nice houses because they always gave. There was like one lady who gave like literal dollar bills, and I'm like, yes, that's the house we need to hit multiple times.
That lady's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was young, my parents brought us over to my grandparents' neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Now this was like an ideal neighborhood for trick or treating, not only because it was like better off families, I guess, or just like a more well-to-do neighborhood. Sure. It was the way the neighborhood was laid out.
Okay.
It was so the neighborhood you drive in, and it's like the whole neighborhood is like a cul-de-sac, and then it had two or three like other
offshoots.
Streets
okay.
that would offshoot, and then they were cul-de-sacs. Mm. So you would come into like this neighborhood that's just all cul-de-sacs.
And you could just keep looping around.
And you could just looping around, and there wasn't, like, a lot of traffic because it was just one street.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And so you would kind of go around to all these different houses, and, like, half of them gave out full-size candy bars.
I know.
And then it was just, it was amazing. So it was kind of an ideal place because you could have all these kids walk around fairly safely.
Right.
And there was also sidewalks on, like, all the streets.
Nice.
Whereas, like... The neighborhood that I live in now, there's no sidewalks.
We have sidewalks on one side.
We live on like a cul-de-sac, yeah. But there's no sidewalk. So
our neighborhood, I will say, is pretty solid for trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. The part of it, I mean, it's ginormous and we don't do the whole thing, but the part of it we live on is kind of like a loop. So we literally just kind of go around in like the loop of neighborhood, and like there's not a lot of cars out at the time, and so people give really good candy in my neighborhood. Like I always buy the cheap shit when I'm handing out candy, but people in my neighborhood give out like good candy.
Yeah. So my parents' house, where they live now, where they've lived for the past like decade, mm-hmm. They don't get any trick-or-treaters. Mm. And they live also, I guess technically, they live on like a dead end street. I wouldn't say it's a cul-de-sac, but they live on a dead end. But all of the houses, you have to like walk up the driveway, which is like up a hill.
Oh.
And it's like no trick-or-treaters want to do the work for like a little fun-size candy bar for that. So they never do it. And then Avery and I's first house we had together, I was super excited because we had like a little front porch.
Okay.
And I mean, there was no sidewalks, but it was still like a neighborhood-y type area.
Right.
We didn't get any trick-or-treaters either. And so I went over to my friend's house, and I just gave out candy with her, but I like left a bag like on the door handle, like
just in case.
I don't want to get my like house egged or something. There is candy here. I would come back, and it was full. Nobody came by.
Somebody should
take
just
it.
Like came and take the whole bag. This is what I always think about, like leaving candy on my porch when we take the boys now. And I'm like, is somebody just gonna come over and just like take all the candy?
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, well, I mean, at least someone will just if no one like. If there's not a bunch of little trick-or-treaters, fine. At least I'm sure one, like...
Teenager will come along
and just take the whole bag. No, they didn't. Huh. No one took anything. Like, no one came to our house. And, like, I had the whole, like, signal with the front porch light on. Nothing. No. So, do you decorate your house now?
No, not really. But we've been talking about it more and more. Our neighborhood, it's very, like... it's like a very 50s style mm-hmm. neighborhood. Everybody's really tight. They have a decorating competition every year. And so I feel like pressure to decorate.
Yeah.
And the boys really want those, like, I don't know, 18-foot inflatables in the front yard. And so we've been like debating getting one, but I'm like, just, I don't know. I'm so lazy about decorating. We don't do it at Christmas. I don't want to do it at Halloween. I'm like, I put a pumpkin out front. There you go.
Okay. We, I have a wreath.
Yeah.
That I made a spooky wreath. And then obviously we'll probably like do the whole carve the pumpkin
sure.
thing, which I'm going to come back to. but yeah, so we do like the pumpkin thing. But Lucy is really into decorating. And I am not.
I love decorating.
She like makes decorations at school
okay.
for the purpose to bring home to so decorate our house. So I feel like I need to step my game up a little bit just for the pure fact that she's just so constantly disappointed by my like lack of decoration. So
she's gonna make you a Pinterest board.
Apparently. I don't know. I did make a wreath. I put the wreath out. We'll have the pumpkins. I don't really know what else to do. Like, I guess I could put up like orange lights or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've thought about
like just like twinkle lights. Like,
sure,
it's not that
yeah.
big of a deal. And then I was like, do I do spider webs? I'm like, we already have spider webs.
I've thought about those things you throw like, over the bush.
Like, we have like real spider webs now.
Yeah.
it's authentic. Yeah. No, we don't have any like bushes in our front. So it's
okay.
just, I used it for extra gardening space. So I just had, so I mean, it is kind of creepy because I just had all these like butternut squash plants growing and now they're all dying off.
Oh, there
and
you so go. They just kinda, throw like a rubber hand in there.
So they just, it just looks like a really neglected like front area. So that's kind of spooky.
There you
I
go.
Guess. But it's just our everyday.
Like I said, throw a rubber hand, a shovel. Now you've got a scene.
There we go. Let's just throw stuff in my front yard. pumpkins. Do you
yes.
like go to like the pumpkin patch?
We do go to the pumpkin patch. This year we've only gone one time. Last year I think I went like 6-7 times. We had so many pumpkins last year. It was ridiculous.
Do you like carve them all or just have them?
The
have
small
them?
Ones we don't carve, but we do try. I think last year and I think the year before we actually did it too. We carved pumpkins. Last year we had like friends over and everybody carved pumpkins and it was like a big thing. I love carving pumpkins. I love fall. I'm like classic basic. Give me some PSL, carve some pumpkins, put on my flannel. This is...
Yeah, we're both wearing flannels. I yeah. know no one can see, but she
this
walked
in. This is my Super Bowl.
Like,
I'm ready.
Hey there, fellow lumberjack. Yeah, we're both wearing flannel shirts. No, we...
We apple picked.
You
I mean,
do.
We went yesterday. This is my jam.
We went apple picking once when Lucy was 3. We just haven't done it since, I think... We tried to go last year,
okay.
actually, and we went on a whim. We were like, so we went hiking.
Okay.
And we were out in Luray.
Yeah.
And we went hiking, and then we were driving back, and we were like, oh, we should do some apple picking.
Yeah.
That would be cool. We went there. You had to, like, buy tickets to get
oh.
in.
Okay.
And then they don't take... They didn't take credit card.
Of course.
And we didn't have any cash.
I hate
cash.
That.
So,
who has cash these days?
So
I hate
it. So we just waited in like this long car line just to turn around. And be like, well, that was a nice little tour of the farm that we didn't get to pick apples on. So I want to say we'll try again this year. And I do want to try again. I just want to wait for it to be like a little
cooler.
Bit cooler. Consistently
yes.
cooler. Not just cool in the morning and then like you're like.
We went yesterday yeah. and it was cool. It was a little bit rainy.
Yeah.
So a lot of people didn't come out. It was really nice. But I've gone when it's hot. Like it'll be cool in the morning and then it's like 80 degrees in the afternoon
yeah.
and it's the worst. The bugs
like,
are out.
Do with
everything
all these
is...
layers that I'm wearing.
Yes.
No, you just. It's miserable. You
yeah.
just like you're. Little
you
chilly
have to
in the
like,
morning and then you're sweltering
then you're
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then you're just...
You have to like time it though because like if you go too late in the season, there's no apples anyways.
Yeah.
So.
I think we're going to try to wait 2 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe. And then.
I think it'll be good.
I think it'll be cool enough and there'll still be apples hopefully. I don't know. I'll just call the farm before. You still have apples? Then we're coming. No. Yeah. Pumpkin. We go to like pumpkin patch and stuff like that, and we'll pick a pumpkin or whatever. Mm-hmm. My husband wanted to grow pumpkins this year.
Okay.
And I was just like, what am I going to do with 20 pumpkins?
And just so you can carve one.
Just so I can carve one. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I mean, I've seen like those like little Martha Stewart like photos where they like line their walkways with like all these different pumpkins. Yeah. And I like have this like idea in my head. Oh, I should do that. That would be really cool. I'm not going to do that, though.
But it's, you think about it.
I think about it. And then when I also go to like buy one, I could buy one at the grocery store for $5, or I could go to the pumpkin patch and pay like $20.
Yeah, that's true. There are some pumpkin patch. We go to one. It's out in Fairfax somewhere, but they give you one for free at the end. It's a smaller pumpkin, so yeah. It's not like the giant carving ones,
yeah.
But you do get one for free. That is my favorite farm because my kids always want a pumpkin at the end. And you're right. The price is like 8 times as much as just like
going to the grocery store.
But it's
not fun to get one at the grocery store.
But right now they're $2.50 at the grocery store by my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the giant ones. So we have one giant one, and then they got some small ones the other day at the farm.
Do you like roast the pumpkin seeds? And all
we
that
don't. Yeah. I last year I was like, oh, we should. I should make something out of the filling. I should make pumpkin pie and roast this. And then I was like, F- it, I'm throwing it in the garbage.
We're gonna use all the parts.
No. Yeah, my kids love carving pumpkins, but they don't do any of the work. Mm-hmm. And like last year, we're literally carving it, and I'm like, why the F- are we doing this? I hate this. It's so tedious. Why are we doing this? But it's cute at the end.
Do you just do the painting?
No, we like cut it out, make fun design. We did Paw Patrol last year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate the Paw Patrol.
I've gotten the things that you could, it's almost like a Mr. Potato Head.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Mason wants them this year.
Yeah, I've gotten that where it was like we made it an Olaf.
Okay.
So it was just, you just like
sticks
you just
and
jam
yeah.
the stuff into them and mm-hmm. into the pumpkin, and it's supposed to be what it is. I'll do that with the kids. I let them paint.
Yeah, we painted pumpkin, all the tiny pumpkins last year.
But I don't let them carve because then I end up being doing the one that does all yeah. the work. So I'm not going to carve with them. Like, I don't mind carving one by myself because I'm doing it for myself.
I did let them carve last year, you know, small children with knives. That's always a fun
yes.
activity.
I don't want to do that.
So. I'm all, it's fine. You're going to learn one day how to use a knife. Let's do this.
So I let them paint them. But, and then, of course, they always put way too much paint on.
Sure.
So it takes
10 years to dry.
10 years to dry. And you're just, all right, well, it's a good thing it's sitting on the front porch, I guess, because it's not coming in the house.
I let them paint them in the house last year. And it, like I said, last year we went so many times. I lost count of how many pumpkins we had in our house, but I let them paint them all. I was mm-hmm. all, I had one, I got a white pumpkin last year, and I was like, I'm going to melt crayons on it, and it's going to be rainbowy and Pinterest beautiful. They painted it with like this ugly brown purple paint.
They painted it orange.
Like, fine. I won't have anything nice. It's fine.
Another reason I don't like getting like a whole bunch of pumpkins, though, is because I feel like it's super wasteful. Now, I understand that they, most of them just rot. They return yeah. to the earth and they give, you know, the ground whatever nutrients it needs. That's really not that, out
right.
of a grand scheme of like wasteful things, pumpkins really aren't that wasteful. But I feel like if I'm not like eating it,
yeah,
then it's a waste.
I know, but it's so much work to like.
Right. Well, that's why I don't want to get it because I feel like this internalized guilt of not eating this pumpkin and like roasting all the seeds and doing all this stuff to it. But then I'm like, why? It's just gonna like,
it's gonna rot in
it's
the farm
like
anyways
buying, like,
when nobody buys it.
Pumpkins,
yeah,
and like, so I don't know. I need to just get over myself. I think
I love it. I'm like I said, I'm all things fall. So I'm like, fuck it. We're getting the pumpkins. We're gonna do this, even though I hate it by the end of the activity. I don't care. We're doing it.
I love it just because. So you go trick-or-treating. Do you bring your kids to different neighborhoods? Because or
no, we stick to our own neighborhood
yeah.
now. But like our neighborhood also does like a trunk-or-treat, which
okay.
this concept was new to me until very recently.
Yeah, yeah. I've never...
I had never heard of this, but I feel like a lot of neighborhoods now are doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool if you have like really little kids, but...
I know like just our like Parks and Rec department mm-hmm. through our area, they have trunk or treat.
Yeah.
And like they go to the mall parking lot and then you do that, you go there.
I don't want to decorate my car, so this will never be me, but.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of churches do it too.
Okay.
And it's just open to
yeah.
everyone. And I think it's a cool idea, I guess. I don't know. I like having that nostalgia of going door to door.
We still go door to door.
And then doing that stuff. How old were you when you started going trick or treating, like, on your own without your parents?
I don't think I ever went alone without my parents. Oh, really? My mom is very protective, so I don't know that I ever went without my parents, especially because we also went to a different neighborhood and we didn't live in like a super safe area and you had to cross some streets to get to like the other neighborhood. And so I think my parents always went with us.
Okay. Are you going to let your kids go trick-or-treating by themselves?
I think if we stay in the neighborhood we live in now, then yeah, at some point I'm just going to be like, go. I'm staying home. I'm watching Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it'll depend on where we live. I mean, I hope we always live somewhere safe. And it's not somewhere like, please don't get shot while getting candy today. Yeah. But
yeah. No, we the neighborhood we live in, I foresee us letting like our kids go trick-or-treating by themselves. I mean, when
they're older. Both not tomorrow.
Them. Yeah. Or, like, I can see, like, Lucy wanting to go off with her friends, like, when she's in...
Mason's already ditching me for friends.
Oh.
It's depressing.
But I know I'll do that. Are you gonna, like... Did you ever get, like, your candy x-rayed or anything?
No. Like, a real x-ray machine?
Yeah. You never...
No, where did you get this done?
I think, like, you could go to, like... You could go to the hospital and they had like a little thing like, we'll x-ray your candy for you.
This is fascinating. I would do this just to like go play with the x-ray machine.
Well, this brings me to my like thing for like dangers with Halloween. There's the real dangers. What are real dangers versus like the perceived dangers?
I feel like when I was a kid, my parents always did the whole, you can have one piece of candy tonight and then I will go through all the candy to make sure there's no drugs and razor blades.
Right.
And in my head as an adult now, I feel that same, like, I need to go through this candy. But I'm also like, first of all, you're not going to put drugs in the candy because that's a waste of money. You could sell those drugs. Yes. Nobody's just giving them away for free. Nobody.
You're just giving away your livelihood, people. Right. Why are you doing that?
Right. And then the razor blades, I'm always like, I should check for razor blades. But then I'm like, what is the point of razor blades in candy? Like, what is the end goal with spending the time trying to put razor blades in children's candy? You know, so, but I'm also still like, I have to check because one day it's going to happen and then I'm going to be like, I should have checked.
Well, the thing is, like, has it actually ever happened?
I don't know.
I've seen, like the little spoofy reports, like, oh, I found this, like, razor blade in my kid's
candy. Or, like, a needle
thing. But
it's,
like, all of them were, like, proven to be
false. So the person who took the picture put it in.
Yeah, has it actually ever happened?
I don't know.
No, it hasn't. Probably not. So I feel like that's a definite perceived danger that only, like, sicko parents think of. Like me and
you. Yeah, I know. Because I'm still checking.
As parents, you always think the worst.
Yes.
So, no, regular
although if
people
somebody stuck
aren't doing
drugs
that.
In my kid's candy, I'd be like, thanks for the new income. I'm about to sell this.
Right. But it's like, no one thinks about that type of like crazy stuff except for parents. And that's just because we're always on high alert for like crazy
somebody's
stuff.
Somebody's always going to hurt our kids. Always.
Right.
Yeah.
But no one's doing that.
I know. And but then, I still check.
So, and then I don't think anyone's going to like kidnap my kids.
Ooh, that one I have a harder time with. That one I still feel like, oh, it's so easy to like, you know, you could be all like, hey kids, come to my house, and then that's it.
But again, that's has like that the ever one that happened.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't want to read about it because like, then I will never let my kids out of the house.
I have never had any like credible story or like no, there's never been anything credible that's
come out.
And then
I worry
the
about
news.
Them getting like, hit by a car because it's dark and they're in the streets.
Well,
and
the only real danger that I see for trick or treating, is getting hit by a car.
Yes,
because you didn't like
cross
it's,
right.
You
it's
didn't
dark
cross the
and maybe you have a dark costume and
But at the same time, I don't know if I'll be letting my kids go trick-or-treating until, like, 10 o'clock at night. Like, even when they're older, I'll be like, look, you need to come home by, like, 9 o'clock. And also, I feel like also some, like, city, like, ordinances, like, don't let kids trick-or-treat
past a certain time.
Past a certain time, yeah. When we were living in Cleveland, like, our neighborhood, they had trick-or-treat times.
Okay.
Like, you couldn't start. I mean, you could start, I guess, earlier. Early. But, like, they had times. And it was, like, from 5 to 8:30.
Okay.
that was your that
I don't
was
know
your time or it was like
if our neighborhood has that now. I don't I'm not really
but
sure.
But it was like citywide.
Sure. Yeah.
Like it wasn't just like our little neighborhood. It was citywide. Those were the trick-or-treating times. And I will say, like, I think having kids has made me excited for Halloween.
I think so too. I agree.
More. And because I do love seeing like all the little kids.
Yeah,
and
they're so cute.
Like I loved living in a neighborhood where we had trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
That was great. I don't know if we'll have trick or treaters. This is our first, this will be our first Halloween in our house.
Okay.
Where we live now. So we live on a cul-de-sac, so I'm anticipating, and I know there's kids that live on our street, so I'm sure. anticipating having trick-or-treaters. Last year, we just went to another neighborhood
and
because we hadn't closed on our house yet.
Okay.
And so I was like, I don't want to trick-or-treat. And we don't like, live here, so... I mean, although we went to another neighborhood, but yeah. I think everyone in the area goes to this one neighborhood because
It's good candy.
Well, because it's walkable.
Okay.
There's a ton of houses. It's super walkable. There's sidewalks everywhere. So it's like you can get to every house.
Without having to cross a thousand streets.
Without having to cross like a bunch of streets. So that's the only reason we went there. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited about this year. I feel like I need to up my decorating game.
I decorate for fall. I just don't decorate specifically for like Halloween. I don't know. It feels so specific and then I have to take it down at the end of Halloween. And I feel like if I just decorate for fall, it can carry through to like Thanksgiving and then I don't have to change anything until Christmas.
Yeah. What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
I don't know. I have unicorn ears and a unicorn tail, and I think that's probably where I'll just go.
Oh.
I'm like, I must live my best rainbow gay unicorn life. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a sparkly, magical unicorn.
Exactly. Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to be, if anything. Last year, I didn't even, like, bother. So.
Last year, what did I? I dressed up as something, but I can't think of. I don't know. I might have worn just cat ears last year, of course.
Yeah.
What else?
Cat or witch.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know. I feel like I've had my kids set. We'll see if I kind of get it up enough to dress up myself.
I'm ready for Halloween. I love Halloween. This is my thing, but I probably, like I said, I will probably just put on ears and be that, whatever that is.
Yeah. That's probably a good plan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just go buy a witch's hat and
there
do
you go.
What Lucy told me to do. I'll be a witch. Just there you in, go. You know, yoga pants or something. a yoga witch.
There you go. Like I'm a modern witch.
All right, everyone. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up here. Laura and I both hope that you have wonderful Halloweens. Spooky Halloweens.
Pick a great costume.
Pick a great costume. You know,
be the bunny.
Be the bunny. Be the best witch that you can be. And happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
All right. If you like this episode, please rate, comment, and subscribe. You can find The Impossible Job on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. You can find us on Twitter @_impossiblejob. You can also join the Facebook page. And if you have any ideas or want to be a guest on the show, please email me at laura@wbqb.com. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a happy Halloween. Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.